Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Roger E. Olson is a professor of theology at Baylor University. He wrote a blog piece asking the question, is Mormonism Christian? And it is on patheos.com if you want to look it up yourself. And we are going through his blog, critiquing some of the things that he has said, because we do believe that Dr. Olson, though he may be very sincere about what he says, sincerely gets a lot of information incorrect. And there's probably a reason for that, because he makes it very clear that he's getting a lot of his information about Mormonism from a BYU professor by the name of Robert L. Millett. We have critiqued a lot of things that Robert L. Millett has said, and I'll tell you this, I don't think Robert L. Millett does believe a lot of the traditional doctrines of Mormonism. But for him to give Dr. Olson the impression that somehow the Mormon church is changing and moving towards an orthodox position is just not true. For one, I would think it would be problematic even for a Latter-day Saint, because as we talked about yesterday, Mormons do believe in this great apostasy that separates the Mormon church from every other church that claims to be Christian. So if Millett is trying to give the impression that the Mormon church is moving towards what we as evangelicals believe, aren't they also admitting that they're moving closer to an apostate version of Christianity?
Because certainly they're coming closer to our end than we are to them.
We are definitely not going in their direction. They are coming in our direction, if that's even happening at all. It may be with guys like Millett, but then I wish Millett would at least be brave enough to just cut the umbilical cord and say, my church is wrong on this. But you never hear him say that. You never hear him name any of these past leaders and come right out and tell everybody they were wrong when they said that. Or even that he himself was wrong when he makes comments in some of his books that he's written in the past. I never hear him denounce these things.
But for him to give the impression that somehow his version of Mormonism is the same version that's taught from Salt Lake City is just plain old wrong.
Oh, it's absolutely misleading. And we're going to get right into that with this next paragraph by Roger Olson.
He writes in his blog, there is no doubt in my mind but that something is going on in the LDS Church and Mormonism in general that constitutes a gradual but discernible shift away from those doctrines most anti-Mormon Christian critics like to highlight toward a somewhat more biblical and evangelical account of Christ and salvation.
Isn't that what we just said? So he's under the impression that somehow Mormonism is coming in our direction. Go tell that to Thomas Monson.
Yeah.
Go tell that to any of the apostles that have their offices in church headquarters downtown. I'm sure they're not going to agree with you on that. But if that's what Roger Olson wants to believe, that's certainly his preference. But let me just make a point before you go on, Eric. When he talks about this discernible shift away from those doctrines most anti-Mormon Christian critics like to highlight, that's offensive, because as we've stated many times on this show, we try very hard to report on things that Mormons are supposed to believe today. I think we get our sources right, and we're not always quoting BYU professors, because we know there is a disparity between what they are saying in Provo and what the leaders are saying in Salt Lake City.
And you're exactly right. But we're quoting from church manuals, we're quoting from Ensign magazines, especially the conference issues, and anything that's authoritative coming from the church, and those pieces of authority don't come from Provo.
No, they don't. Go on in that paragraph.
It says, this comes out even more clearly in Bob Millett's books, The Vision of Mormonism, Bridging the Divide, and A Different Jesus, and Grace Works. Millett all but denies belief that God was once a man just like us, and that we will hopefully, eventually, become God just as the Father is God. He affirms the eternal deity of the Son of God and his incarnation in Jesus Christ, and emphasizes the transcendence, even infinity, of the triune Godhead. he stresses the unity of the three persons of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wow. When I read that, what else could I say but wow? Yeah. Because having read a lot of Millett's books, I certainly wonder where he got that impression. Because here's a quote that I have from Robert L. Millett, where he actually talks about the Trinity. And remember, the phrase was used by Dr. Olson. He affirms the eternal deity of the Son of God in his incarnation in Jesus Christ and emphasizes the transcendence, even infinity, of the triune Godhead.
Sounds almost orthodox.
Are we really to believe from that statement that somehow that Dr. Robert L. Millett is believing in the Trinity? Absolutely not. To say that Millett stresses the unity of the three persons of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, no kidding. Mormons have always done that. We believe that there's three gods. The Father is a God, the Son is a God, the Holy Ghost is a God, and these are all one in purpose.
That's tritheism.
And there's another word that they use for that that sounds a little more endearing to those of us who are Trinitarians, and that is social Trinitarianism. It's basically tritheism. We know that Millett certainly doesn't believe in a triune Godhead. He said so. He actually said this, and this is in his book that was just mentioned by Dr. Olson, A Different Jesus, The Christ of the Latter-day Saints. This is page 171. This is what Dr. Millett says. If an acceptance of the doctrine of the Trinity makes one a Christian, then of course Latter-day Saints are not Christian, for they believe the doctrine of the Trinity, as expressed in modern Protestant and Catholic theology, is the product of the reconciliation of Christian theology with Greek philosophy.
Let me ask you, Bill, is the doctrine of the Trinity an essential issue or a peripheral issue?
For hundreds of years in the Christian faith, it has been an essential issue. And this is why, folks, if you jettison the doctrine of the Trinity, the one view of God that harmonizes all the verses regarding God, you have to go in one of two other directions. Either you go into the direction of modalism, that the Father is the Son is the Father is the Holy Spirit, depending on the time and place and the mode that he needs to present himself. That's really what's taught in the Book of Mormon, but that's not what Mormons believe today. That is a heresy. It's always been deemed a heresy since the early years of the Christian church. That was always considered heretical. If you don't go the way of modalism, then where do you go? Well, you go the other way that you just mentioned, tritheism, where the Father is a God, the Son is a God, the Holy Spirit is a God, three gods within one Godhead. That's not what Christians have believed. And I don't think you could find anywhere in Christian church history where tritheism was ever accepted as the norm. That would probably be closest to what Robert L. Millett believes, tritheism. He does not believe in the triune Godhead, at least not according to the statement that I just read out of his book, A Different Jesus, from page 171.
And this is a dividing line. This is something that we would call heresy, the view that the Mormon church is teaching and what Robert Millett is teaching compared to what the Bible teaches.
But how does someone who has the education of a Roger Olson miss this? See, I'm floored when he uses this language, when he talks about that Millett affirms the eternal deity of the Son of God. That's not what Mormon leaders have taught in the past 175 years, which, by the way, Robert Millett says has not changed, because Mormonism has taught that Jesus became a God in the pre-existence. They also teach that God the Father became a God at some particular point in time. So how can Robert Millett affirm the eternal deity of the Son of God? If even God the Father didn't have that.
Well, yeah. I mean, what does the word eternal mean? But it doesn't start at the beginning of this world. And Jesus became God, just as you said, the Father became a God.
It makes no sense to me. And it's mind-boggling to me, an uneducated guy working in the trenches. How does a man as educated as Roger Olson or as educated as Richard Mao miss this?
And then in the blog, it continues and refers to C.S. Lewis, John MacArthur, Dallas Willard, Max Lucado, and numerous other modern and contemporary evangelical Christian writers that are being used in the writings of Robert Millet. And he's very familiar, he writes, with the church fathers and reformers. Perhaps most importantly, he vigorously denies and rejects polytheism, belief in many gods.
Well, Bruce McConkie even kind of did that. He actually made a comment, something to the effect that if you believe that the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost are three gods but one Godhead, then Mormons believe in monotheism. Now, even many Mormons said that that was a pretty bad definition that McConkie gave, but McConkie believed it, as wrong as he was on that.
But by using these authors as well, Lewis, MacArthur, Willard, Lucado, and this is coming from Millet, of course, this makes it sound like these gentlemen, these scholars, these writers would agree with Mormonism as a doctrine, and yet none of them did. In fact, I know one, John MacArthur, and he misspells MacArthur's name here, is vigorously in opposition to Millet's philosophy. In fact, when there was a controversy about that about a decade ago, this is what John MacArthur wrote. He says, "When I met with Robert Millet, I expressed my conviction as clearly as possible that the God of the Bible is a completely different God from the God of Mormonism, that the Christ of Scripture is a wholly different Christ from the Christ of Mormonism, and the true gospel is a radically different gospel from the gospel of Mormonism. I have maintained a cordial relationship with Dr. Millet for the sake of the truth, and am happy to provide him with as much of my material as he wishes to read. But my concern is for the truth. I'm not interested in artificial harmony between two contradictory faiths. For that reason, I have consistently made clear in all my dialogue with Dr. Millet that there is no spiritual common ground between biblical Christianity and Mormonism. I would never deliberately equivocate on the truth or do anything that might lend credence to Mormonism. I'm convinced, as are all who understand Scripture accurately, that Mormonism is a false religion generated by Satan. It is a damnable heresy, and in the words of Paul, a different gospel under God's anathema."
Wow.
That's a much different take than Olson has.
Well, it seems to be. Do you think that Robert Millet ever cited what you just read to Dr. Olson?
No.
I wonder. I don't know, but I think you're probably right. I don't think he did. But that sounds like a pretty strong indictment. And for Robert Millet to continually drop John MacArthur's name when MacArthur has been so outspoken on this issue, it's very misleading. Tomorrow, we're going to continue looking at what Dr. Olson has said in this piece that he wrote, Is Mormonism Christian? Some of the criticisms that he has for people such as ourselves and other ministries that have dedicated our lives to trying to reach the Mormons with the gospel of grace and the biblical Jesus. And we're going to show you that we continue to have lots of problems with some of the things that he wrote in this piece.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.